Hi, everyone. Welcome to Sober Gratitudes. My name is Sarah, and I'm the creator and host of this podcast. I'm so happy you decided to join me today for an exciting episode, our summer series announcement. But first, I have to say that as always, like every day, I am so grateful to be alive, to be sober, to have not woken up with a hangover and with no desire to drink. My plans today don't involve anything regarding how I can plan my drinking. I don't think about what kind of parties or occasions that I can create so that I can drink. I'm not hiding my liquor. I don't refill my wine bottles with water so that people don't see that I have had more to drink in such a short amount of time. I don't hide my alcohol bottles in underneath the rest of my recyclables and then put them out myself so that people don't hear the clanging of the bottles together, something I used to be so ashamed of. I was so secretive. It was exhausting, and I lived this way of life for a very long time. I'm so thankful that I don't have to live that way anymore. So thankful that I started this podcast because I wanted to share stories of hope and inspire you that a life without drinking is absolutely possible. And in my case, much better, much easier, calmer, more peaceful. My life has changed drastically since I quit drinking. So I feel so honored that I am able to use my voice in this way and bring guests onto my podcast who can also use their voices and share their experiences and identify and give hope. Time and time again, my guests say it's really hard to do alone. Usually it's impossible to do this alone. Getting sober is a lot easier with help. I receive messages from people who tell me that this podcast is helpful for them in understanding alcoholism and feeling less alone. And that makes me so happy. And I want to continue to do that. So this summer, I'm going to do something a little bit different, and I'm really excited about it. I'm going to have a summer series with the help of my dear friend, Mackenzie, and it's going to be called Mondays with Mackenzie. However, if we get response that more episodes are needed, we will absolutely do that. Mackenzie is a very dear friend of mine. I've known her for a long time, even before we both got sober. She's much younger than I am. She could be my daughter, but we are dear friends, and we have a very special bond because of the experiences we've been having in sobriety. We talk every day. We know a lot of the same people. We are in the same community of sober people. And we're just really having a great experience in sobriety. So the summer series will be discussing what I hope will help you. One, we'll talk about active addiction, what that is like. We'll talk about getting sober. We'll be talking about being sober, but just dry sober. We'll also discuss spiritual sobriety, emotional sobriety. We'll be talking not just about alcohol, but just life in general and the tools that we've learned about living a more comfortable life. For Mackenzie and I, life on the other side of addiction is really peaceful today. We've had experiences that have just really landed us on a new plane of existence, I guess you could say. It's hard to really explain, but we want to have this opportunity to share with you how we experience life today because of the willingness we've had to grow and enrich our spiritual lives. I'm not talking about religion. It's really a growth of our souls in sobriety that neither of us thought was possible. And we're just so grateful. We're so grateful. So we want to help you. We want to be a source of inspiration together. And we also would really love to hear from you as the summer series goes on. It will start early July and I don't know, wrap up before the new school year begins. Mackenzie is a teacher, and she's also a student. She's incredibly bright. She is just a beam of sunlight and love. And I know you'll really enjoy getting to know her much better over the summer. So before I wrap things up here, I'm going to bring Mackenzie on to say hello to you. And then we'll start things off in July. So good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing amazing. I am so good today.
Really? Why? Why?
I'm just so grateful. Really, I am not to sound cheesy, but I literally feel like every day is like the new best day of my life. nothing material, you know, like nothing, I'm not happy about any particular thing. I'm just, you know, like you touched on before, I'm just so grateful I woke up sober. Like that will never get old to me that I woke up sober without a hangover.
I know, it's nice.
And it's beautiful here today. Beautiful day. So I was out, I went for a long walk.
Yeah, so it's 10:30 and you've already like kind of done a lot.
A lot. I've been up since 7.
And you're on summer break and you're up at 7.
I'm on summer break, yeah. Like, that's just how I feel. Like, I don't want to sleep in on days. Like, I mean, some days, like, I need that. But for the most part, there are literally not enough hours in the day for the people I want to talk to, the things I want to do, especially on, like, beautiful days like today. I just, you know, I feel like I was given the second chance at life. And I wanna, I really try, and I mean it with my whole heart. Like, I really do live each day like it's a gift, because I don't deserve to be here. Like, if life were fair, I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't, if life were fair, I wouldn't be alive truly. So I just try to live each day. Like, this is bonus time.
Yeah.
So, I know you do too.
Yeah. We're pretty fucking lucky, huh?
We're so lucky. We're so lucky. Like, I just need to take a minute to qualify real quick. Like you just did. Like, I lived a life where my whole life revolved around alcohol. Like, I chased that relief, like my life depended on it. And I would just chase it harder and harder and faster until eventually, like, it stopped working. Like, alcohol literally stopped working for me. And I'm just so grateful that I don't have to chase something like that, that let me down, ultimately failed me. Alcohol ultimately failed me, you know, and now being in recovery and having a higher power, like, I don't feel let down, you know, I don't feel like I'm a prisoner anymore. I don't feel like a slave. Like, I literally lived each day, like, just trying to survive, like, just trying to make it, like, the next hour or like that night or like, and I don't live that way anymore. Like, I don't just live to serve, like, I live to live, not just to survive, not just to make it to the end of the day or like make it to the next morning. And like I said, like, that will never get old to me. 7.5 years later, like, it just gets bigger. Like we talk about this all the time. Like, I just get more grateful. Like, I just am like expanding. Like, as I have my arms out wide, the listeners can't see me. Oh my gosh. It's just, you know, today it's just, what a gift. You know, it's like you said, everything you said, like, me too, like, a new plane of existence, a peaceful life, contentment. And like, we mean that. We're not just bullshitting people. I wish people could feel like what we feel, and really believe us. So that's hopefully with the summer series, as we share our experiences and, some stories, that, you know, we can bring hope to people, that need it, that truly need it. 'Cause I needed it. I know you needed it. I wish podcasts were kind of a big thing when back, you know, 7, 8, 9 years ago when we were, I just think, I don't know. I'm going off on a tangent. I just think, we're really lucky, and what a gift that we have this platform that can reach so many people everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm done for it now. Okay.
No, that was awesome. I love what you shared. I always love what you share. And that's why I'm excited that we're doing this together this summer, because you have so much to offer the listeners every week. Or like I said before, if there's a need, if people are requesting more episodes, we can definitely make it work.
We love this.
Yeah.
We've said this before. Like, we could talk about this all the time. Like,
yeah. Yeah. We call each other in the middle of the day and be like, oh, listen to what just happened. This would not have happened had I'd still been drinking.
All the time.
Oh my gosh, really?
Multiple times a day.
Yeah.
You're the first person I call or memo or whatever when something. Yeah.
Yeah. Our fingers got.
We talk all day long.
We do, pretty much. And we our fingers got tired of all the texting when we couldn't talk on the phone. So we text. But so for me, like, I'm like, my fingers are getting arthritic. So we started doing the voice memos. If anyone doesn't know about the voice memo feature on the iPhone, get to know it today.
It's a game changer. It will change your life. It really will.
Yeah. I voice memo so many people a day.
Same.
And it's just so much easier.
It's so much easier.
But it's kind of sucky if you say like, fuck, and like,
yeah,
and then you're like, kids are right there.
Oh, I know.
Or your grandmother's right there. You're like,
oh yeah, everyone can hear it. Like one time, like my Nana the other day, oh, is that Sarah on the phone? I'm like, no, it's a voice memo. She like doesn't quite understand. I'm like, oh, can no, she hear me? Can she hear me? I'm like,
no. No, my mom tried it the other day and she said something and she said, period, and then exclamation point. Because I think she still thought she had to say it in order to.
That's amazing.
It's so cute. I love my mom.
It's so cute. I love her too. I love her so much. I'm so excited, Sarah.
Me too.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, this is going to be great.
I hope the listeners want to hear more and write in and just give me the green light and I'll just keep going.
Yeah. Really, we want you to write in or call in. Well, not really call in.
That just sounds cool.
Yeah.
Call in
with your questions.
Yeah.
And just what you would like to hear us discuss or share about. You know, because we know that there's some listeners who are not alcoholic and they have family members who are struggling. So,
yeah,
you know, we have some perspective. You know, we know what it's like to, you know, we hope that we can share our experiences so that people who are not alcoholic can understand the alcoholic better, understand their family member who is struggling, because it's hard. It
affects the whole family. We talked about this yesterday
yeah.
on our meeting about how, like, it, for me, I'm so grateful I was given this gift of sobriety, but my family was given the gift of my sobriety too. You know, they got their daughter, their granddaughter, their sister back, but it wasn't easy, you know, and we, you know, I also have like addiction in my family. So I've seen it from every perspective, and I think it's really important that, you know, we'll definitely touch on that this summer, how it's huge. There's so much we can talk about.
Yeah.
There's really a lot we can talk about. And so I think it's great that you mentioned that listeners can ask, can suggest things, because I do want to share our knowledge, our whatever, not that I'm like, we're experts, because we're not, just, this is just our experience. Mm-hmm. And it feels good to be able to share it for people who want to hear it and who need it.
And it's such a perfect time to do this, the summer series, because I know for me, like the first summers were really hard to stay sober. I white knuckled my first summer. I actually relapsed twice my first summer. There were one day relapses and I was mortified. I couldn't believe, I didn't understand why I slipped. And it's hard because you're in situations where you're with family or at the beach or people who drank.
My first summer sober was rough. People drink a lot in summer.
Yeah. And so it's fitting because people might have more time to listen to podcasts. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they'll listen to ours and our summer series, and they'll perhaps have more time if they're like laying out on the beach or they're, you know, their kids are in the pool and they're sitting by the pool and they can listen to a pod, you know,
bring us along.
Yeah. Bring us while you're doing your laundry, bring us along when you're doing the dishes or cooking dinner. You know, and if you want to hear more, like, we'll give you more because we can talk forever and ever and ever.
Yes. Please give us more. We haven't even started yet.
So anyway, well, let's wrap it up so we can get started on working on our summer series topics.
Let's do it.
And we want to get this out on the airwaves so people can give us some feedback about what they want to hear. And we just can't wait. We're so excited to be a part of your summer.
I am so excited. I really can hardly contain myself. Sarah and I are really excited. We've been talking about this for a while now.
A long time. I'm going to try and live a life that was worth saving.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that today.
Yeah, and we hope you do too. Bonus time.
Yeah. All right, we love you, and we believe in you, and we can't wait to hear from you and spend the summer with you.
We're so excited.
Sober Gratitudes is a podcast dedicated to spreading the hope in recovery from addiction. It is an inclusive show that does not promote or represent any recovery program. When my guests and I discuss what keeps us sober, we are referring to our own unique experiences. Our goal is to encourage and give hope to those who are struggling and need support. Sober Gratitudes podcast is proud to come together and partner with Valor Fitness Clothing in our mutual mission to support and encourage the recovering community. Based in Los Angeles and inspired by real recovery, Valor Fitness lives up to its mission. With one item sold, Valor Fitness donates one item to a homeless shelter or transitional rehab facility. Because Valor Fitness Clothing supports Sober Gratitudes mission, everyone can receive a discount when shopping. Use the code GRATITUDE20 at checkout. Also, every guest on my podcast will be graciously given a gift certificate from Valor. We're stronger together when we come together.